Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Welcome to another session of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, a family farmer, broadcaster, someone who's been attached to the land since I was old enough to walk, been around cows all my life. I suppose those in part of my bona fides. I look at the situation that we are surrounded with and the tough times that farmers have and go back in my memory. It's always been tough for farmers, and I have never been able to understand why that is. Maybe you and I, through the series of programs that we're doing here to help the family farmer support him or herself, maybe we come to some conclusions, but so far I don't see anything that makes me conclude that things are getting better. The clock is ticking for the farm bill as we explore some of the news items this week from the world of farm, food, and family. The bill will expire. The farm bill, every 5 years, comes up. It expires the end of September. So if you're a farmer, are you looking at the clock? Are you wondering what will happen? There's a number, a number of diverse groups of agricultural folks who are together trying to push the farm bill. There's been a new group called Farm Bill for America's Families, Sustaining Our Future. It's a new campaign calling for the farm bill to be effective for a change. And so these people are getting together to invite others to join in, because the farm bill doesn't just matter for the farmers of America, it matters for all Americans. And if it gets pushed back to after the election, there's nothing about this bill, the past one, even some of the proposals for the new one that I think, I shouldn't say there's nothing good, but there is the usual feathering the nest of the big ag outfits, the factory farmers and farms, and not the advocacy that needs to be in full gear with all hands on deck across state lines, national organizations to push that we have a farm bill that helps the farmer instead of the big conglomerates and people who don't deserve it, don't need it. But as usual, the people who are funding the campaigns of a lot of these representatives and senators from farm states are all states. They're pushing hard. Look at all the money we helped to get you reelected, and you better do our bidding for us. The thing that I am, I guess I anticipate here and feel good about is that now a lot of these groups are locking arms all across the agricultural sector. And so lawmakers are, I sense it, for the first time this year, for a long time, taking notice, trying to find some common ground with all of these stakeholders to show how important the Farm Bill is for all of our country. There are 260 members of Congress who have never worked on a farm, never worked on a farm bill. 71% of adults say they don't know much of anything about the bill, but they think that as consumers, they ought to have more access to good food. Hello, duh. Americans trying to understand the broad impact. A lot of information is coming out about the farm bill. And again, I find this new and refreshing for those of us who have been there and done that, trying to make it something that will affect many more of America's farm families. That's part of the highlight of you know, the consideration here, frankly. If you're a farmer connected to farm life and you haven't had any conversation with the staff at your representative or senator's office at that level, then maybe it's time for you to do it. Nothing to be risked. The idea is they want to hear from you, or at least they'll tell you they want to hear from you. Food is important. That's a silly statement to make, but we are finding ourselves challenged because of the war in Ukraine as much as anything else. The Farm Bill, unfortunately, covers a lot more than crops and things that are good for the farm. It's very comprehensive. There's a lot of conservation stuff in the Biden era. They want to throw all of that into the pot. But the important thing is for the Farm Bill, as it's connected to nutrition, nutrition programs, for us to encourage farmers to be providing the right food for all these billions of meals every year, even for those the people who face hunger. Farmers aren't just growing the food, they're growing jobs in rural America. And so, getting down to brass tacks, I don't know if you knew this or not, U.S. agriculture supports 46 million jobs across the food business, the agriculture sector, and there are only 2 million farms in this country. That's pretty amazing, frankly. So let's keep our fingers, if you will, on the pulse of the Farm Bill. The website for that campaign I mentioned before, FarmBillForAmericasFamilies.com. FarmBillForAmericasFamilies.com. Coming up, a discussion of some of the things that we are going through this summer from the Food, Farm, and Family Report, and a couple of farm stories about farmers. All that in the news sector here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about as we work hard and we think, oh, man, we're going to have a rest here at some point in time. Probably for most of us, not until the weather changes. But at that time, you can go to Las Vegas where the weather is right all the time. And right now, if you're one of the first 10 callers, they have 10 operators standing by. They can take 10 calls right now to 800-419-DOUG. That's right. Right now, you can win 2 free nights. Some people are getting 3. Be one of the first 10 to call 800-419-DOUG right now and enjoy the time in Vegas. 800-419-3684. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back with with more news on the American Family Farmer. The report has been issued this week on farmers and the economy. This year, lower crop prices, higher interest rates, the Fed just upping the interest rate, and that's going to affect a lot of farmers who are borrowing money. It's ridiculous, I know, but that's the way it is. Farmers dealing with the cost of seed and fertilizer. And that may or may not be addressed in the farm bill. There are a lot of people who are trying to buy farmland, trying to purchase, but they can't because the interest rates are so high. U.S. Department of Ag says farm income will decrease this year. Good God. It's been going down and down. What is there about food? This is my rhetorical question, I guess. What is there about food that we provide to America that they don't respect? What is there about the lack of respect farmers get to get paid what they ought to get paid, given what it costs to grow the food? I don't get where we've lost this. Maybe just because the news media is so one-sided. Anyway, so that's something to think about. Here's some congratulations to the Carlson family. There are two Carlson farms that I know of. First one has to do with a dairy farm in Cornell in Michigan. This family bought in 1913 the farm. So now the farm has received a centennial sign, which was put up by the Historical Society of Michigan. Alexander Carlson's great-great-grandson is there. And they're still running the farm. And I find this to be a wonderful opportunity. Both men and women now in the family. We had somebody on the American Family Farmer last week, who I think was 29 years old, young woman, who'd taken over the family farm after four generations of men. And there were no men that wanted to take it over, but she wanted to, so she did. And so congratulations to farms like the Carlson Farm that's been there for over 100 years. We have to do our best, and this is part, again, of the Farm Bill, to keep these farms growing, living, alive. To be frank about it, I just think that the more people know about the food that they're eating, the more supportive they are of those of us who are in the farming business. Here's a sad story about a pear farmer who was killed in a really bizarre accident on the family farm in California. It was a toxic chemical leak that claimed the life of this fellow. The family's been on this farm for 150 years, the pear farm in California. The family orchard was, 47-year-old Matt Hamsley was killed in this accident. This is, the reason I'm telling you the story is because the farm's been in the same family since the gold rush days, and nobody has ever lost their lives, but there are things that are dangerous. We know how dangerous farming is. The equipment, the things that we're exposed to, people get into silos and lose their lives, that sort of thing. So this fellow was out. He was mixing gallons of ammonia, and it began to leak from the facility that was in. Hazmat team responded to the scene, and so this fellow, the farmer Matt Hemley, was overcome by the fumes that came from the ammonia. Again, an underscore of how dangerous some of the things are that we work around. And this outfit, this farm, they were having their pear fair this coming weekend. The local farmers around have helped the family because they've been there for as long as they have, 150 years, generations of people. So they have connections across the county where they are. And the rest of the family, this guy was the leader, but the rest of the family says they're going to keep running the farm. It's a family farm. The wife said, there's no stopping us. So under the circumstances, you know, you think about the grit that so many of, and I was going to say us, I'll put myself in that category because I think I do have grit saving the farm that I've been working on. But why the heck is it so doggone? It's dangerous. But why is it so difficult in other areas? Something we all, again, ought to be thinking about and putting our shoulders to the wheel when it comes to making sure the Farm Bill that we're talking about has things in it for all of us. Doug Steffen back in a few moments with Jenny and Joe Steiniger here on the American Family Farmer.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
American Family Farmer here. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jenny and Joe Steininger, who are from Lavender Hill Farm in Kansas. Lavender Hill Farm. Lavender Hill sounds like it should be a flower farm. Jenny, is Lavender Hill a flower farm?
Well, it is a flower farm of lavender. It's a very steep, very, very steep hill in Kansas City, Kansas, in a very urban area of the city, and it is filled with 1,600 lavender plants.
Really? So that's one of the reasons I think we're having you here, is because of where you're located. How did this come to be? How did you have this, the lavender farm? You've located it where you have. How did that come to be?
Well, it really came to be when I got involved with a group called Veronica's Voice that has been in existence for over 20 years here in the city. And they take women that have been trafficked and brought into prostitution, a lot of drug addiction, and we give the women a place to live for a couple of years and give them the mental, the medical, and all the legal help that they need to establish a better life and kind of mainstream them back into society. So I got involved with this group, and I was teaching the survivors how to sew, and we made lavender eye pillows. In the process of that, we went to visit a farm in Salina, Kansas, called Prairie Lavender, that had a festival there. And by the time I came home that day, I decided that's what I wanted to be, was a lavender farmer. I had just retired, and we had about 4 acres here in the city that we had purchased, and we hadn't really done anything with. My husband had a whole lifetime of farming experience behind him, and so I came home and asked him if he thought we could do that, and of course, he said yes, and so, knowing nothing, we started a lavender farm.
Well, I would say, from what you just said about your husband, the description you gave, he would know about growing things. So what would be different about growing lavender from growing corn. Joe, the floor is yours. So let's talk about what your experience has been in growing been on the farm all your life. So to grow is to grow is to grow, isn't it?
You know, it is in some ways. It certainly is, because you're out there in the dirt and you have the sun on your back and the good Lord up above. So a lot of farming is similar. The funniest thing I heard when I first talked to a lavender grower, he said, "Oh, you've been a grain farmer. You need to forget everything you ever knew about farming, because lavender is totally different." The main rule is lavender does not like wet feet. So thus is what brought us to the hill we had purchased. We have wonderful drainage. And it's a nice sandy loam. We're close to the Kaw River here in Kansas, and so it's a wonderful place to grow the lavender. And I don't know. We've been married, Jenny and I, 49 years, and you need to keep things fresh. So now that we're retired, our life has kind of gone full circle, Doug. We started out grain farming. The early FMHA foreclosure years took us out. And so we had city jobs for 40 years or so. Mm-hmm. But now we're back in the soil.
All right, hold on to that thought. Back in the soil. I love that phrase. We'll be back with Jenny and Joe Steininger in the soil as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Texas Governor Greg Abbott's refusing to back down in the face of a Justice Department lawsuit over that floating border wall.
Texas is going to take this case all the way to the United States Supreme Court to defend the rights guaranteed to us in the United States Constitution.
The system of buoys continues to float in the Rio Grande River near the border town of Eagle Pass. It's meant to deter illegal immigration, largely for their own safety. The DOJ lawsuit alleges the floating wall violates the rules that ban anything that affects the flow of the water. A study has found American workers will take lower pay for more benefits. The University of Oregon worked with researchers at Harvard and the Rand Corporation to study worker opinions on this. They found 20% of participants wanted better conditions even if it offered a 40% lower wage. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. 34 after the hour, another few moments here with Jenny and Joe Steininger from Lavender Hill Farm. The website is lavenderhillkck.com for you to see what goes on there. The story of these folks and what they've gone through. Joe, let me go back to you for a second and talk a little about what happened to you during a time when it was tough to hold on to farms. Tell us the story. You said you went off the farm, you got city jobs, and it sounded like, though, you kept your hand somehow or other in agriculture.
Yes. Well, yeah, you know, once it's in your blood, it's in your blood, and whether you can make your living at it or not is a whole different thing. So my father stayed in business. He survived those FMHA foreclosure years. And so we kind of were still part of the farm life through him. And, of course, Jenny and I grew a lot of gardening and stuff through the years. But we really never focused our life on farming again until Jenny asked me that day, can I have a lavender farm? And I'll tell you what, it's been one of the best things that's happened in our life. We're getting older. And once you retire, you need something to focus on. And I'll tell you what, if you start a lavender farm, you'll never have a dull moment or something to ponder. But it's been wonderful for us. And the help that we get from the ladies from Veronica's Voice is maybe the most special part of the field for me. Those gals can come out in that field, and when they stand in the dirt and feel the sun on their back, listening to the birds and the creation around them, you can see a burden lift off their shoulders that maybe has not lifted most of their life. And they become part of a simpler way of life. I just love that the most about this farm is when I see the reaction of those people that need to come back and be part of life again.
Yeah.
And I like to call it the care of creation.
You know, there's a movie out now called The Sound of Freedom that's all about this, the whole sex trafficking thing and how sick it is. And I think a lot of people who are listening to this program who are on the farm think, how is this going to touch me? Well, because things have changed as much as they have in terms of even how we hire help and who we hire and how hard it is to get help. A lot of these folks they're so grateful and thankful when they get out of the system to have jobs. And as you just described, what better than being on a farm with all the fresh air, the sunshine, and the idyllic life that is still a very important part. I still have my romantic ideas about the farm based on my own farm life. You know, there's a reality that we all have to face about being able to pay our bills, and that's one of the things that most disturbs me about the state of American farming today. It's just almost a subsistence. It's hard. And I don't mean to complain because we all love it, but you went through it with the foreclosure on your farm in an era when most people who look back on that that era of the foreclosures are disgusted with the way the government handled things. A lot of people, the younger farmers coming along now, I noticed there was a women's conference for people in America, the National Farmers Union, bringing more and more women, diversification stuff into the farming world. But that's partially because it's so hard to get people to work. And it's acknowledged to be hard work. So anyway, I think that you bring the right things to the table. This program is dedicated to helping people make their farm better. So if they, let's say they didn't want to support something like Veronica's Boys, but they want to have something different. Lavender is something that has many different, if we can talk about the farm for a while, has many different uses, right? Many different applications for people as part of, I know most of the farms around where I am have both vegetables, they have sunflowers, they have regular flowers, and lavender is a part of it. Because it seems to be something that's fairly easy to grow, and people are willing to pay for it. Am I right? Is that the circumstance out there in Kansas where you are?
Yes, it is. And, you know, at some point in the future, we may add flowers or something to the farm. But right now, we're learning the lavender business. And
right.
Thanks to the other lavender farmers in the area that have helped us and the Growers Association, we're learning. But lavender, the best way to describe what it does is maybe to talk about the fact that we have 20 different products that we sell on the city market. And so one of them would be the hydrosol, that is the steamed lavender left over from the still when Joe makes oil. And that hydrosol is a mist that can be used on the skin or the clothes or furniture, air freshener. You know, it's a very versatile mist that is a clean scent. And then we also have culinary lavender that people can cook with and we make sachets that people in our house and their cars to make things smell good. So lavender just is such a sweet, clean scent that it is a calming effect on people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people use it to help with migraines and allergies, things like that. So
I understand, Jenny and Joe, you produce these from the flowers in the farm. Do you do all the things that you sell? Do you actually produce yourself, like the roll-on and the dryer sheets and the candles? Yes. Is that stuff that you all do yourself?
Yes, we do. We do all of the products ourselves. We each have our own little segment that we're in charge of. Joe does all of the stealing. He does all the hydrosol. He does the bunches that we sell. Our son Ben, who helps us a lot on the farm, he does all the candles, the wax melts. He's moving into some sage growing and some smudge sticks. I do all the sewing. A lot of the products like the roll-ons and the lotion bars and the foot soap, things like that. So we can cross over and help each other when we get behind, which is a normal thing. But we each are also responsible for a certain part that we can get it done.
You can see these things. You can buy them online, in fact, at their website, which is lavenderhillkck.com. Find them there. I'm looking at them. I'm fascinated with the things that you're telling us and the things that are there. We'll continue with Jenny and Joe Steininger from Lavender Hill Farm in Kansas City as we continue with our stories here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with a pointed focus on your weight. Weight stories galore at toploss.com, which is the home of Calitrin. Calitrin is the number one weight loss product, all natural. The weight loss stories, the secret to success, there's really no secret. It's just got to apply what they tell you, and the best way to learn it is to read some of these great stories about Calitrin, people choosing it, losing the weight, and so important it is to keep it off. And that's part of the story. It's so safe, it's all natural, and the doggone stuff works. So if you want to get more information, I can't tell you in 60 seconds the whole story. You can spend some time, be enlightened, feel good about what you're doing. Spend a couple of bucks right now at toploss.com. You can buy Calitrin 3 pay and 3 free, right? The BOGO deal for 3 at toploss.com. Check it out. See how the program they put together can be so right for you. That's actually individual. They can, the counselors, when you talk to them there, you can get a hold of them and they'll help you through, because a lot of people do struggle with this. Check it out at toploss.com, please, for Calitrin. And when you check out for free shipping and all the best deals, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
With Jenny and Joe Steiniger here on the American Family Farmer, Lavender Hill Farm, a farm that they didn't buy with they didn't have in their mind as they explained to us what they were going to do with it, but then they found a way to help. So how do you decide? You say you give a percentage of the profits. You have to live. So this group that deals with sex trafficking, imagine Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri, being a focal point of something you would never think. You know, you think of the big cities. You think of New York and Los Angeles and Chicago having a problem. But where you are in Kansas, this problem, and I mentioned the movie before because I thought it was a great message. The fact that this is everywhere, and it's the number one problem, worse than drugs, worse than any physical ailment. This is something that's affecting more and more people, and so you've stepped up and helped. So how do you decide how much money is going to go? I'm sure they have an endless need for help, but how do you decide what portion of your sales get donated?
Well, I don't do it necessarily by sales. I do it by profit. And, you know, with a farm, when you first start one, it usually takes 2 or 3, 4 years to make a profit. So
my saying, Jenny, is that a farm is a hole in the ground into which one pours money. Adapted from the definition of a boat. Yeah.
You know, that's a good example. But we do things very frugally here, and yep. We don't spend a lot of money. We don't borrow money for the farm, but when we do make money, we share it with the organization. I think what's even maybe more important we found over time is the fact that our farm, just like today, being on this program, is a way to tell people that, yes, it is a problem, and yes, it is a problem in Kansas City, Kansas. And to us, that's a big thing, because knowledge is everything. And when people learn about it, we live in an area where I truly believe that people want to help with society's problems. And when they learn about it, they step up and help. So that's probably more important than the money.
Well, I think you're both to be congratulated. You're both inspirational. You both have provided us with food for thought, because a lot of people, you know, it's hard work, and by the time you get to your 70s, some people want to stay on the farm forever. Some at 70 or so want to hand it off to their children or to the next generation, and then they say, okay, what are we going to do? Well, here it is. Go to the website. Check out how Jenny and Joe are doing it at LavenderHillKCK.com. Thanks very much, Jenny and Joe. Good to have you here. Congratulations. Keep up the good work. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here at 53 after the hour, the American Family Farmer. I just say as a postscript to the conversation that we just had with those two folks from Kansas City, I was looking at their website and kind of smiling. I don't know how many of you know about smudging and smudgies. I find in my own, with my own sort of philosophical point of view, constantly changing the air or improving the air or getting things out of the atmosphere where I may be is something that will always, you need to freshen things up in lots of different ways. And I find smudging to be a way to do that. I love to, excuse me, the last time I did it, I set out the fire alarms in the house, the smoke alarms, because that's something you're going to look out for. But at any rate, they've done a wonderful job. They're to be congratulated. Nice family. Okay, I want to talk about one of the groups that I am a member of. It's a family. I talk openly about my involvement in the American Farm Bureau. I'm very active in the Massachusetts Farm Bureau Association with their leadership. I serve on the finance committee. I serve in a couple of different committees because I think it's important. I also belong to the National Farmers Union. And when people hear that, I got to believe that there are a lot of people listening to this program who do know what the National Farmers Union is. And then there are a lot of people who don't know what the National Farmers Union is. They are encouraging women in agriculture. They are encouraging minorities in agriculture. Not that the American Farm Bureau Federation isn't doing that, but there's a different philosophy, if you will. We're both aimed at preserving a future for the family farm. I feel like the National Farmers Union maybe toes that line a little better. The American Farm Bureau sort of caters to all farmers, but even though I'm a member and I'm outspoken, in some parts of the country, the big ag concerns are members of the Farm Bureau, and they speak to that. They try to represent everybody. I think it's hard in some respects to represent the factory farms and the family farms at the same time. And maybe that's why I have a fondness for the National Farmers Union. So anyway, as I said, they're having women's conferences, bringing people in. One of the things that they're talking about is the health of farmers, which is a real concern. We're trying to preserve the farm and the family farm, keep it in the family. And so the preservation of the farm business requires you to have good health. One of the reasons that I have the that I talk about losing weight with a Calnitrin product here is because it does address, a notion that farmers are always healthy because of all the work they do. Well, that's true to a point, but it's not always true. And so let's keep our minds on the one focus of keeping the family farm by having good health. And that's something they feel strongly about, health and health products at the National Farmers Union. Again, not trying to sell it. I'm just telling you that one of the things I've experienced with them is this ability to have products that are helpful and inexpensive for farm families to use. Borrowing money is one of them, and health services that they have. I must apologize. I've been going through this doggone the allergy season, it seems like, for the whole year. When we got started in late April, we had an early spring here in Massachusetts, and so I was out early, and I got all of this stuff, and it seems to be getting worse. Somebody said it's because you're getting older. Of course, I don't want to take that on. I just think it's worse. There's more stuff. I was out mowing hay yesterday, and because it's been so doggone wet here, everything is just you're surrounded with it. So I have these allergies, and my voice doesn't sound as true and strong as it normally does. I'm fine. It's just that now we're into the second season. We had about 3 months where the allergies weren't bothering me, and now they're coming back again. So I wonder if some of you are going through that. So just an anecdotal message about my voice and nothing to do with my health. It's just the allergies. Back to the National Farmers Union for a moment. There's an invitation out to try to find new leaders. So I think that with all the focus on Congress and the Farm Bill and stuff, if you go to the website, nfu.org, you can find out how they're functioning, what they're appealing, who they're appealing to, and how they can help farmers. So I pass it along to you in my section. This last few minutes is my opportunity with every program to tell you what I'm thinking. And so I think the NFU is important, and I'll leave it at that. Doug Steffen here at 59 Past on this week's American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.